Next up, let's go to our scary hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be on your show, George. We have a lot of stories, but one of the most phenomenal stories that ever happened to me is we're driving home in the middle of the night, my husband and I, and there was a ball cap that I had that I really, really liked, this red ball cap that was from his boyfriend. And he got irritated with me, rolled down the window, and chucked it out in a cow pasture. We live in the Knights Ferry, Farmington area up in Northern California.
Okay.
I was a little upset that he chucked the hat out, but I could understand. I mean, you know, it was an ex-boyfriend. It kind of had symbolic meaning like that. And we didn't think anything of it. And then a girlfriend of mine told us that we could go swim in her pool and house it at a house in Sonora. So we went up. It's like 50 miles away, and it's like 2 days later. And we're swimming in our pool, and I looked at my husband now and said, you know what, something's really weird, and I don't feel really right, and we need to go home. There's something really wrong. We need to go home. So we get in the car, and I'm looking around. I'm like, something's really bizarre. And the temperature gauge is at 6.6, and the radio's like at 6.6. And
I'm
looking, and that damn ball cap was sitting on the dashboard.
How'd it get there?
It was over a 50 to 75 mile radius from where we threw it out.
Are you sure? And ask him, did he go back and get it?
We asked everybody. We were screaming. When I was like, oh, look, it's there. And I chucked it out the window. And I feel really bad because probably somebody else found the stinking ball cap. But it was terrifying. I'm telling you, both of our hearts stopped because I watched him throw it out. He knew he threw it out.
I threw it over a fence.
Yeah.
So you're sure it went out the window? It didn't get blown back in?
Over a fence, like 20 yards out. I do baseball, basketball, and football, so I know how to throw something, and it was gone.
Man, that is weird.
Yeah, it was crazy, and just the numbers showing up 6666 on the radio and on the temperature gauge, and I'm like freaking. There was weird vibe, and it just was dead smack in front of my face on the dashboard.
Okay, where's the hat now?
I chucked it on the. It was the 120 Sonora Freeway. So if somebody picked it up, they probably need to bury that thing.
Let me tell you something. On 6606, let's see if it shows up again.
Well, you know, every time I go in that area, we kind of look and we kind of pray.
Somebody's going to stuff it in your mailbox.
I know. That'd freak me out. I'd be totally terrified. But
that's weird.
We have other scary stories, but that kind of takes the cake.
All right. Thanks for sharing that with us. Now, that's a first. The hat that continues to come back to its owner. That is weird.